Blog Talk Radio.
We are to spend the next 7 days in booths, Feast of Sukkot. On last year, the Most High showed us concerning this date and the Feast of Tabernacles and the Day of Atonement, how we were supposed to take these days much more serious as long and with the trumpets and what it means. on this year, I want to take this from the standpoint of the covenant. We are in the covenant, and I want to do this from the standpoint of the covenant and pray that we are able to see that the Most High gives us our cure for what we are supposed to be doing. Tells us that he adds to the covenant. So first he said, if you will obey my voice. But then he adds to it. We'll read on that tonight. And then we'll look at what this thing is supposed to be about. As he took us through the wilderness, as the Most High took us through the wilderness, and as he prepared us for, you know, to be his people. And so we want to look at those things on tonight. Probably during this week, I will do other precepts on tabernacles. This is going to be on, this is not going to be on the actual spiritual aspect of tabernacles, but it's going to be in relationship to the covenant that the Most High made with Israel and concerning tabernacles. So just a couple of things that I want to look at and bring out for this particular feast day. So once again, happy Tabernacle, Feast of Tabernacles. The first day is a holy convocation. The eighth day is a solemn assembly, meaning that we're supposed to be serious in our minds. We're supposed to be grave, contrite. We're supposed to really pay reverence to the eighth day of this feast day, okay, of this feast. Let us go ahead and start with our statement of faith. And we will go ahead and get into this day. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. You're so wonderful, God. You're so kind. You're so merciful, Father. We adore thee, Father. We adore thee. Hallelujah. 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 All praises to you, oh Yah. All praises to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to you, O Yah, our Elohim. May the men to cover their head, men to uncover their heads, women to cover their heads. Let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your feast day, a day that you have ordained that we should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we would ask that you would be here with us tonight, that you would be in your day, in your feast day, in your day of tabernacles. This is the day that you have given us to teach the nations. This is the day that the nations in the future will have to come, or this week is the day that the nations will have to come to you perpetually, every nation, to learn the word of the Most High. So, Father, we thank you for this and for giving us a mind and a heart to keep it. Father, we ask that you would Forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, these things I pray in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. Let us go to, we're just going to get Ecclesiastes. We'll start Ecclesiastes 12 and get verses 13 and 14. And then we're going to get Exodus and Deuteronomy on this night. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim. But turn aside out of the way which I have commanded you this day to go after other gods, which you have not known. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. And of course it is the Most High's feast day. Let us summon the Most High when we blow the shofar.
keys are praising the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love, it is the story. Your words jump at me like a picture, the perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. Check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that.
before we get started, let me do a few announcements. I want to welcome everybody in Blog Talk and Pal Talk on the internet in general. Wherever you may be, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We'll welcome our new listeners in Colombia, South America. We pray that you are receiving what you need to get into the kingdom. We welcome you whether you're on the North American continent, the South American continent, on the African continent, or on the European continent, wherever you may be. We greet you and say happy Feast of Tabernacles to you. We're going to be starting out in the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, and we're going to start in verse 34. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, starting in verse 34, and we're going to be reading down through verse 43. So Leviticus chapter 23, starting in verse 34, down through verse 43. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Yah. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yah, and on the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you. And you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yah. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. So on the first day and on the eighth day, we are to celebrate and have a solemn assembly, but the eighth day, or a holy convocation, but on the eighth day, it's a solemn assembly. And that word solemn means to, you know, to be serious, to be grave. These are the feasts of Yah which you shall proclaim to be a holy convocation, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yah, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, and a sacrifice, and a drink offering, everything upon his day, besides the Sabbath of Yah, and besides your gifts, besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings which you give unto Yah. Also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. So he's sort of repeating what he has already said. And you shall take on the first day the boughs of goodly trees and branches of palm trees and on the boughs of fig trees and willows of brook, and you shall rejoice before Yah, your Elohim, 7 days. So these are supposed to be joyous days. The first day is holy, but then we're to rejoice but with Yah and you know, have a feast with him 7 days. But on the eighth day, we're going to have a holy and a solemn convocation. Now, when he said to bring, get the brooks, the branches of palm trees and the boughs of goodly trees, typically, this is what was available to them. And they were to create them temporary housing, temporary huts, to create temporary booths to live in. Today, we have different building material, and you know, it's in my heart, and you know, it's been there for over a year now, so the Most High hasn't changed, it hasn't showed me different. But you can actually do this with a tent. The crux of the matter is that you're to be obedient and to make a temporary dwelling, a booth. And you shall keep it a feast unto Yah 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. And you shall celebrate it in the seventh month. 42. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelite born shall dwell in booths. So, you know, you go get you a tent, pitch it in the backyard or pitch it on the balcony or, you know, pitch it in the living room, whatever you got to do, the family room, to put you up a temporary dwelling. And this is so that you can be reminded that the Most High caused us to dwell in booths. Now, it's something else when you do it outside and, you know, you're up under the stars and you're looking up at the stars, and you imagine yourself being in the wilderness, okay? And the Most High is leading us through the wilderness and going through all the things that our forefathers went through in the wilderness, you know, when they went into battle, when they were disobedient, when the Most High's presence was over the tabernacle. And, it, you know, as long as that presence was over the tabernacle, they stayed right there. And when his presence left the tabernacle and got down and turned into that pillar of cloud, they followed him that way. So this was to remind us of those days. But it's also going to serve a future purpose for the nations, because this is one of the feast days, or the only feast day, that the nations are commanded to come to observe, to keep. And so we'll read about that in just a second. Verse 42 again. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelite born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yah, your Elohim. So the Most High wants us to remember this, because it's going to be important, because as I said, in the future generations, the nations will be required to come and keep this. And let's see, I think there's some verses I left out. Just a second. All right, we're going to go ahead and continue. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 66. Isaiah, chapter 66. And then we're going to come back and get Zechariah. Isaiah chapter 66, starting in verse 1. Isaiah chapter 66, starting in verse 1. Thus saith Yah, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you shall build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things has my hand made, and all those things have been, saith Yah. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembles at my word. The Most High wants, you know, when he says fear him, if you fear him, you're going to tremble at his word. You're going to be afraid to offend him. So he says, this is who I'm looking for, him that is poor and of a contrite spirit. That word contrite, let's look this word up. Contrite. I'm sorry, a remorseful, regretful, apologetic, one that always before the Most High and apologizing for not being good enough. I know that I'm just not, you know, I'm not all that, Most High. Not proud and puffed up. The opposite of being proud and puffed up. Okay? And trembles at my word. He that kills an ox is as if he slew a man. Now, in these days that are coming, the Most High is going to look at things this way. That he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. And he that sanctifies a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. And he that offereth an oblation, if he offers swine's blood. Because he's tired of people giving him vain oblation, giving him vain, excuses, taking the life of an animal, and then they don't have no intent of stopping, stop sinning, just put no value in anything. So the Most High says, okay, this animal has a life just like you got a life. And you sacrifice this animal to me like it's supposed to mean something to me, but your heart is not right with me. So he's going to start looking at the, you know, he looked at these burnt offerings this way. And as I said, during the millennial kingdom, he's going to reinstitute these sacrifices. Okay. He that offered, verse 3 again, he that kills an ox as if he slew a man, he that sacrificed a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck, he that offers an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. So, good grief, you go and you slay this animal and you take his blood, it's an ox or a sheep or a goat, one that's acceptable to the Most High, says, but I'm going to look at it like you offered swine's blood, like you offered pig's blood to me, an abomination. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own way. Their soul delighteth in their abomination. So, you know, the Most High is telling us that, hey, I'm going to look at these things that you're doing. I told you to do it for this reason, but your heart has never been right by me, and you're just killing these animals just to kill them, you know, so that you can pass the requirement to have your sin forgiven. It's like saying I'm sorry, but not really meaning it. So you say, you know, I'm sorry I offended you, but then you turn around and go back and offend again, and then want him to forgive. He said, I will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. And when I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that which I delight not. So, you know, it's imperative that we, and I said we're doing this particular tabernacle, we're doing it from the standpoint of the covenant. Because we've been studying the covenant. We've been doing the Old Testament portion of it. But we're going to see that this also tabernacles is tied to that covenant. Hear the word of Yah, you that tremble at his word. You that tremble. Hear Yah, you that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you. You know, the one thing that I've noticed since we've been doing this covenant, studying the covenant, that so many people have fallen away. Don't want to hear it. Get upset. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. We just want to be right with the Most High, and we want to do what the Most High says to do. If that means go back and review and find out, you know, what his requirements are, and then come back to the covenant, then, you know, that is what it is. All right. Hear the word that you tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out. For my name's sake, that let Yah be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. So let them, you know, let them crucify you. Let them talk about you. They will be the ones that will be ashamed in the end. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of Yah that renders recompense to his enemy. See, what Israel doesn't realize is that when we don't come correct to the Most High, we make ourselves an enemy to him. But we want to claim that he's our friend. Verse 7. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? Saith Yah, shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? Saith I Elohim. Rejoice you with Jerusalem and be glad with her. All you that love her, rejoice for your joy with her. All you that mourn for her. that you may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolation, that you may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith Yah, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall you suck, you shall be borne upon her side, and be downed on her knees, as one whom his mother comforts. So will I comfort you, you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall be flourished like an herb. And the hand of Yah shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. For behold, Yah will come with fire and with his chariot, and like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. Most High, when he comes, he's not coming plain. Again, we are still talking about tabernacles, and we're still talking about this covenant that the Most High has saying that for those that fear him, that tremble at his word, that aren't offended at his judgment. For by fire and his sword will Yah plead. Now, remember, people tell you that Yah is going to take people into the wilderness and take Israel into the wilderness and plead with Israel. But look how he says he's going to plead. For by fire and by a sword will Yah plead with all flesh. And the slain of Yah shall be many. When the Most High takes Israel back into the wilderness, all those ones that are rebellious, he's not going there to beg them. He's going there, he's going to plead with them with fire and with his sword. Oh, you hard-headed, you don't want to do right? You don't want to listen? You don't want to keep the covenant? You don't tremble at my word? You think I was playing? That's how he's going to plead with them. And so we want to make sure that we are right with him. Verse 17. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the middle, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouth shall be consumed together, saith Yah. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarsh and Pul and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and to Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yah out of all the nations upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, saith Yah, as the children of Israel, an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yah. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith Yah. As for the new heavens and the new earth which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed remain, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of those men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. So the Most High is saying, in the future, from one new moon to another, and during tabernacles, all flesh shall come before him. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 14. And let's start in verse 1. Zechariah chapter 14, starting in verse 1. Behold, the day of Yah cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall Yah go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst, shall split in the middle thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. So this, the Mount of Olives is going to split in four. First, going to split east and west. And when that valley opens up, there's going to split north and south. And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azazel. And you shall flee like as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah. And Yah, my Elohim, shall come, and all the saints. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall be not clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to Yah, not day nor night. But it shall come to the pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that the living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And Yah shall be a king over all the earth. And the day there shall be one Yah, and his name one. And the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rabbon, south of Jerusalem. And it shall be lifted up. So this land is going to be, it's going to rise and inhabit it in her place from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate and unto the corner gate from the Tower of Hanel unto the king's winepress. And the men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith Yah will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. Now this goes with Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, 21. And their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and the tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day a great tumult from Yah shall be among them. And they shall lay hold everyone on the hands of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hands of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver, and apparel in the great abundance. So shall be the plague of the horse, and of the mule, and of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents, as this plague. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up every year, shall go up from year to year to worship the King, Yah of hosts, and keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up of the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Yah of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith Yah will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, this, in the future, all the nations will be required to come and keep the Feast of Tabernacles and to hear the word of Yah and to learn about Yah. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So if they don't come up to keep it, he's going to not cause it to rain on their land. He's going to cause it to where, you know, they die out. They starve. Verse 20, and in that day there shall be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto Yah, and the pots in Yah's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yet every pot in Jerusalem and in Judea shall be holiness unto Yah of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them, and seed therein. And in that day there shall be no more Canaanite in the house of Yah. So, as I said before, when the Most High showed me concerning the third temple, he's going to reinstitute the sacrifices. All the nations that came up against Jerusalem, that those that are left of them that didn't get burnt up, They would be required to come to the Feast of Tabernacles every year. And if they don't come, if they get disobedient, then Yahweh causes their land to be without rain. So their crops don't grow, their animals die out. You know, they become more or less they're making themselves refugees because they have to go someplace else. But all of the pots in the third temple, because they will come and they will see their sacrifices in them. And we would have to go back into like Isaiah chapter 19. We can see some other things, but that's not the intent of this lesson. We just want to know that the Feast of Tabernacles that he commands us to keep, Israel to keep, that in the end, and even right now, to tell the truth, this is a feast day for even the nations, and they don't keep it. They read about it, but they don't want to keep it. And so they don't come, and they don't try to honor the Most High. Okay, they don't want to learn his way, because this is what Tabernacles is all about. Remember, the tabernacle is where the Most High met everybody. We are supposed to be those living tabernacles right now. And so when they meet us, they meet the Most High. And we should be offering the Most High and the kingdom to them. But in the end, because of the hardness of their hearts, and because, you know, men want to govern themselves, they think that they are able to rule themselves. And that's what Babylon is all about, the governments of this world, thinking that they know what's best for themselves rather than the Most High. They are confused, and he says to come out of her. So we want to make sure that we're understanding and that we're not conforming to the ways of the world. Okay, so he says that he's going to cause them to come up year by year. We are commanded to do it and to keep it now. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 29. As I said, we're doing this from the standpoint of covenant. Deuteronomy chapter 29, starting in verse 1. These are the words of the covenant which Yah commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them at Horeb. Now, the covenant that we've been reading about in Leviticus, that was done at Horeb. If you will obey my voice and keep my covenant. Now, what is he saying here? These are the words of the covenant which Yah commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them at Horeb. So this is in addition to that one that he made with them at Horeb. Now you have to ask, what is he, you know, what is he adding to it? Before he says, if you will obey my voice, okay. We're going to read later what he adds to this covenant. But I want us to see this so that we understand that all of this ties into tabernacles. Okay. And Moses called unto all the children, and Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, You have seen that Yah did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh and unto all his servants and unto all his land. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, and the signs of those great miracles. Yet Yah has not given you a heart to perceive. Yah didn't give them the heart to perceive, to see, and eyes to see. So a heart to understand, and eyes to see, or ears to hear, until this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxed old. Now, tabernacles is about him causing us to live in temporary booths in the wilderness. And Moses is talking about how they have, you know, gone, been led in the wilderness 40 years. Now, we haven't covered this 40 years, but we've all read about it before. And it says, your clothes are not waxed old upon you. Your clothes didn't get old. Yah led you around from this location to that location, and your clothes haven't gotten old, and your shoes have not gotten old upon your feet. So the clothes didn't rot out, didn't wear out, the shoes didn't wear out. And you have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine nor strong drink, for they were eating manna. They didn't drink wine nor any strong drink, that you might know that I am Yah, your Elohim. He wanted them to be what? Sober. I don't want you out here walking around in this wilderness, staying in these tabernacles, staying in these booths, these temporary booths. You pack up and you leave when I say leave. You stay when I say stay. And I want you drunk and rebel roused. So he says you had no strong drink. And you didn't have any wine either. And when you came into this place, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, and king of Bashan, came out against us unto battle, and we smote them. And we took their land, and gave it for an inheritance unto the Reubenites and the Gadites, and to half of the tribe of Manasseh. Keep therefore the words of this covenant, and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Now remember, they got the first one at Horeb. Now they're getting this one here where they're at. Okay? Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day, all of you, before Yah, your Elohim, your captains of your tribes, your elders and your officers with all the men of Israel, your little ones and your wives and the strangers that is in thy camp, from the hewer of thy wood unto the drawer of water, that thou shouldest enter into covenant with Yah, thy Elohim, and into his oath, which Yah, thy Elohim, maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee an Elohim. And he has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that stands here with us this day before Yah, our Elohim, and also with him that is not here with us this day. For you know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations which you passed by, and you have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Now this covenant is a covenant for Israel, but it's a covenant against those nations. Lest there should be among you a man or a woman or a family or a tribe whose heart turns away this day from Yah, your Elohim, to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. And it came to pass, when he hears the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my own heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. And Yah will not spare him. But then the anger of Yah and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him. And Yah shall blot out his name from under heaven. And Yah shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues of the land and the sickness which Yah has laid upon it, that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown, nor bread, nor beareth, nor any grass grows therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adama and Zeboim, which Yah overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Even all the nations shall say, wherefore has Yah done this thus to the land? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yah, Elohim of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other Elohims and worshipped them, Elohims whom they knew not, and whom they had not given, and whom he had not given unto them. And the anger of Yah was kindled against this land, to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And Yah rooted them out of their land in anger, and in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them to another land, as it were this day. The secret things belong unto Yah our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong to us, and to our children, forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Deuteronomy chapter 30, starting in verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither Yah thy Elohim has driven thee. Now we need to pay particular attention in here, because he's also going to tell us what is our healing. Because we know that we didn't keep it, okay? So he's going to also tell us what is our healing. And shall return, and let's see. Verse 1 again. And it shall come to pass when all these things will come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither Yah thy Elohim has driven thee, and shall return unto Yah thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I have commanded thee this day, thou and thy children with all thine heart and with all thy soul. So whatever it is he's calling us to do, he wants it to be done with all our what? Heart and with all our soul. That then Yah thy Elohim will turn thy captivity. When we return unto him with all our heart and with all our soul, he says, then Yah thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations which Yah thy Elohim has scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out into the utmost parts of heaven, from there or from thence will Yah thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And Yah thy Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And Yah thy Elohim will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul that thou mayest live. And Yah thy Elohim will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecute thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of Yah to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. And Yah thy Elohim will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good for Yah thy Elohim. For Yah will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yah thy Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, if thou turn unto Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul. For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it afar off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it down, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. He said, nah, it ain't up in heaven for you. This is close. You don't have to send nobody to heaven to get the fix. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Nah, it ain't over across the ocean either. It ain't over in the land of Israel. But this is the word. But the word is very nigh or near unto thee, in thy mouth and in thine heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love Yah thy Elohim, to walk in his way, and to keep his commandments. Now, this is what he's commanding them now. This is in addition to what he's already told them. In that I command thee this day to love. See, before he says, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant. Now he's saying, in that I command thee this day to love Yah thy Elohim, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yah thy Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou will not hear, but will be drawn away and worship other Elohims and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love Yah thy Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. So let's read verse 20 again. That thou mayest love Yah thy Elohim, that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, hold on to him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yah sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So the Most High has told us that on this day, we want to reaffirm that we will love him, that we will keep his commandments, that we will go when he says go. We will stay when he says stay. These things aren't hidden from us, but that we should cherish him, that we should cleave to him, for he's our everything. And on this Day of Tabernacles, this is what we also have to be teaching the Gentile nations, the nations, to fear Yah, keep his commandments, obey his voice, love him, cleave to him with our whole heart and all our mind. And as we go about to dwell and live in these booths, that this should be what's on our mind. That we want to be in covenant relationship with him, that all that Yah has said we will do, and that we will obey his voice, and we will love him. We don't have to go across the sea to get it. We don't have to send somebody up into heaven to get it and bring it down. He said, this word is nigh thee. In the New Testament, he said, what will say, even in thy mouth. See, we were supposed to preach this thing, and I'm going to show you where this is our job today. When we are doing tabernacles, I think it's is it Romans chapter 10? Hold on a second. Give me one hot second here. Yeah, Romans chapter 10. Go to the book of Romans chapter 10. Now, Now, we just read this in Deuteronomy chapter 28:29-30. And he's saying, this word is nigh thee. What is the word that is nigh thee? The word that is nigh thee is the covenant. Okay, and what's required of the covenant. And that you would obey the voice of the Most High and you wouldn't break the covenant. And that you would love the Most High and that you would cleave to Him. Now let's go read this in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 10, I'm sorry. Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Elohim. For Christ, or Yeshua, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that a man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? They say you don't have to send nobody into heaven. That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Yeshua HaMashiach, and shalt believe in thine heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, in this instance, he's talking about understanding that the covenant is with who? Messiah. If you believe it in your heart, confess him with your mouth. But this is the new covenant. But the new covenant is based upon the old. And so if we understand that he says, in the last days, a new covenant shall I make with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers. And this covenant is sealed with the blood of Mashiach. So we know that Mashiach is the testator. He is the closer of the new covenant, the opener and the closer of it. And that we have salvation through him. But he says in the new covenant, I'm going to write my statutes, my laws, and my commandments in your heart and in your mind. So none of this is done away with. Now instead of being sealed with the blood of bulls and goats, it's sealed with Messiah. That's why we have to confess him and believe that he came. And that the Most High raised him from the dead. Verse 9 again. For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Yeshua HaMashiach, and shalt believe in thine heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew and Greek. For the same Yah over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yah shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Yah, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. But I say, Have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. So in Torah, the Most High gave through Moses the statutes, laws, and commandments of the covenant. And he said, if you will obey them, obey my voice and do them. Now, for some, whatever the reason, we get into the New Testament. And he says, the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. And he's talking about the new covenant through Messiah. But he tells us that that new covenant, tells us through Jeremiah and a couple of other places, that the new covenant is that he's going to write his statutes, laws, and commandments that didn't change into our hearts and in our minds. And then he's going to seal it with the blood of Messiah. And if you love Messiah, if you confess him, and if you confess him, then you're saying that you know him and that you're going to keep his word. That's why he says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, if you willfully sin after you have come into the knowledge of truth and you willfully trodden underfoot the Son of Elohim, Messiah, then there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. So it has not changed. You don't have to sin across the ocean for it. If you read the old covenant and you understand what the Most High said, obey my voice, keep my statutes, laws, and my commandments, my judgments, then you don't have to go far. The word is nigh thee. That word didn't change with Messiah. And that word didn't say that you are not to do the law or keep the law. Truth of the matter is, he tells you that you keep it through your faith in Messiah. You're not going to walk around and transgress and break the covenant of the Most High. Now, how the churches don't understand this, how the rest of the body seems to think that, you know, they're not up under a law, how they seem to think that, you know, they can do whatever they want to do, that's kind of beyond me. He told our forefathers, the word is nigh thee. On the tabernacles, from a natural standpoint, we are supposed to be in booths. We are supposed to be remembering, contemplating what the Most High has given us to do as a people. We should be reaffirming within ourselves how we walk, what we are affirming to, all that Yah has said we will do. And understanding that, you know, we are still practicing, supposed to be practicing for even in the future when all of the world, all the nations of the world will have to come, every tabernacle, to worship before the Most High, and we will be teaching them his statutes, his laws, and the commandments, that they might do them. Even now, that is what our job is. And so we don't have to run. We don't have to send back up to heaven and say, what did you say? We have to send across the ocean and say, can you send us a law? We have it. When you study it, it is nigh thee, even in thy what? Mouth. The gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is I've come to make a way for you to return back and come into covenant relationship with the Most High. And his covenant is filled in my blood. That you might keep the word and do it. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you for your word on this evening. Father, your word is nigh unto us, is even in our mouth and in our hearts. Father, we thank you for Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah. We thank you for the work that he has done and the covenant that he has given to us, sealed in his blood. And all that you have said, Father, we will do. We will love one another. We will keep your statutes, your laws, your commandments, and your judgments. And we will love you, Father, and cleave unto you. And we won't make Messiah ashamed to call us his brethren. But we will do thy will. And we will teach the nations, Father, to do thy will. To keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, and your judgments. And we won't be ashamed of you. But we will speak your word boldly. For you have commanded it. Father, bless each and every person listening. Let them not be ashamed of your gospel. Let them not be ashamed of your covenant. Let them not be ashamed to tell people about your judgment. Because the world is contrary to your judgment. And when we tell them about your judgments, we know they don't want to hear, but let it be a testimony against them. And let it be a testimony for us that we kept your word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Now we're going to be doing, I'm going to do a couple of other lessons on tabernacles. The spiritual aspect of it and how we become those living tabernacles, offering the Most High through ourselves. And I'll probably do that one on Thursday. But it's a week-long feast. And I pray that each and every one of you concentrate on how the word is nigh thee. See, the gospel and this new covenant, when we are going back and reading through the covenant, we realize that there's a lot of things, a lot of judgments, that man, Israel and man, just have not followed by the Most High. We have got to be committed to his judgment, his statutes, and his commandments. 100%. Because when we seek him with our whole heart and serve him, you know, with our whole heart, then he says he will deliver us out of this captivity. And so we want to be mindful of that. Always. Just don't make it up on our own. Now, On a side note, I believe that the Most High has shown me the land that he wants us to have, he wants us to get. And I will be sending out links to it. Look over it, look at it. See what the Most High says to you, what it says to your heart. To me, it's beautiful. It's in northern Arizona. It is located in such a place where it's not too hot, not too cold, just right, that Goldilocks zone. Part mountainous, part hills and valley. Good to grow crops in. Provides everything that we actually need there. Even has water on the land. Availability to wells, you know, to have a well dug and what have you. But I think I'm still going to go with this machine that produces water. So I'll be sending that out, you know, for you to review, to all, to have a heart. I pray that you would come and that you would participate, that you would support in this thing. We got some work to do. First part of it is getting the land. So, you know, I've been in conversations with the people who are selling it. About 108 acres. And I said before that, you know, I would pay for it in cash, and then I'd, you know, sort of withdraw on that, but then I still might pay for it in cash if I can get it for the right price. That being said, as you know, maybe next year we can keep the Feast of Tabernacles on the land, or maybe Passover, because we're going to have it before then. Maybe keep Passover on the land. Have Yah to bless it. And he's going to see us through. So I have no doubt about that. He's going to see us through, and he's going to bless this this endeavor to do and to be faithful to him. So I will send out those links, and I pray that you're able to see it. And if not, text me or whatever, and I'll try my best to get it to you a different way. That being said, let's bow our heads. Father, encamp your angels around your people. Keep us safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, Father, let the people remember, I love them, but I can't love them like you love them. Shalom, family.
What can I do if I don't have you? without you, there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You're always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptize, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. Always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have without you, there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo.